and now two in a row for this son of congrats, who is trained by Ken McPeak, who is with us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kenny, congratulations on that victory, my friend.
Yeah, appreciate that. That was a big day.
Yeah, a spectacular performance. Your thoughts on that effort by Harvey Wallbanger?
Well, I think they overlooked us. The hype machine, whether it's New York or whatever, they overlooked the Kentucky horses. They should know better. This horse had two-turn experience, and he was freshened a little bit, and I had no doubt he was going to fire a big shot. The job Brian Hernandez does on a horse is just great. I mean, it's real special product.
You know, that's often a racetrack that can be difficult to close on, and he did it coming from dead last. Does that make that effort even more impressive?
I find this racetrack pretty fair, actually.
Okay.
I think sometimes, and they've had a tendency to leave the rail open for him quite a bit already this winter, but he knows his way around there, and I think it's a matter of, timing with any of them you're riding, but it's a good surface, and the mile and an eighth racetrack, I think, and a fairly long stretch, so we're all good. I just love the run he made.
He's never run a bad race in his life. I mean, it was a little surprising he was going off at 29-1 because of his record. I know he hadn't had any stakes experience, but, you got to give up a little something if you're going to get almost 30-1.
I think the speed figures that they figure, whether it's New York or wherever, it's as if they pump them up because they're maybe – I don't know why, but and then the Kentucky figures, they tend to kind of downplay. And look, how many good horses have come out of the Kentucky circuit over the years? A whole lot. And so you can't ignore us. I thought the morning line was fair, 15-1, but when we looked up and it was 45 in the paddock, kind of scratching my head, told my wife to bet a few bucks through her account, and she did it.
Good for her.
Well, Harvey has debuted into the Kentucky Derby future wagers now, Kenny. Pool number two this weekend. He's 20-1 as the opening offer on him. Are you getting down on him for the Kentucky Derby too?
I don't worry about all that. That's up to others. Our goal is just keep him healthy and get him ready to fire another big shot, and we can do that.
Well, he's not your only top three-year-old. You also had the more highly accomplished Signal Man who is making his way back. What can you tell us about him?
He had a breeze here at Gulfstream this morning. We toned it down over the last weekend's work. He went a half a mile by himself in 49 and galloped out 101 and change. And he's getting geared up. He needs a couple of good works here in the next couple of weekends, and then he's either going to go Fountain of Youth or Tampa Bay Derby.
Well, he's one of my favorites. That night we spent at Tony's before Keeneland, and you talked about Signal Man, and I listened and was able to make some money on him and his next few starts. I mean, he's a really cool horse, and the run he made in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile was phenomenal. I don't know if I've ever seen a better ride from anybody than Brian Hernandez gave him that day.
Well, he was kind of forced. From the 14 hole, we had to take back and tuck in, and I told him, I said, you can't force it to the first turn. You're going to get hung wide and wider. So just tuck it, find a way to the rail and tuck him in and live and die by it and let him make a run from the inside late. And I think it compromised our chances to win the race, but he still performed well, and takes him to the next level.
Kenny, every year we talk about the development with these young three-year-olds from two to three, and we haven't seen Signal Man since winning the Kentucky Jockey Club at the end of November. These past 2.5 months or so, what are you seeing from him? Is he different physically, mentally, and any of those aspects?
No, he's the same horse. We gave him a little bit of a break, 3 or 4 weeks off in Payson Park, and then we've eased him back into things, and he had a couple of easy 3/8 up there. It's a deeper racetrack up there. And then I decided to bring him down here to Gulfstream, and thinking that he'd probably get 4 works in here before the Fountain of Youth is the initial goal. I was not happy with the threes last week because they went too fast, if you can be that way. But he really didn't need to go 46-3, and he did it within himself, but it was really a little bit too much too soon. And I'd rather have had the work I had today and then a little stiffer one following. But anyway, it's all, can't unring those bells once they happen. The next two breezes will probably be in company, and they may even be with Harvey Wallbanger. We'll see.
Well, Harvey Wallbanger, I think he's headed in the right direction, and you got to feel like you've got two excellent shots this year. I mean, these horses are pretty good.
Yeah, we do. You know, every year we seem to have some 3-year-olds that fit, and whether it's the Kentucky Derby or Kentucky Oaks, and we've kind of been around the bullseye. I've been second in the Oaks a couple seasons in a row, and fourth last year, and then we have I've had some Derby runners that look like they had a chance, but this is a big season, and it's just a matter of time till I think maybe we hit this one, and it's not easy to do. Of course, all the bullets that Baffert's going to bring to the game, and all you can do is worry about the horses you've got, and we didn't give a ton of money for either one of them, and it's all upside.
Talking with trainer Kenny McPeak here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the Equine Forum, all presented by Red Brand Fence on HRRN. Kenny, let's spend just a minute or two before we let you go talking about your trip to Dubai. How was Dubai?
A learning experience. We've made a few starts over there. Could have been better. I kind of knew going over that it would be a bit of a learning curve. We sent horse named Greco is our main player. He's got one race under his belt with another one coming that sets him up for the UAE Derby, and that's really our win out race for the winter. And then the other three were horses that were money allowance horses here in the U.S. Senior Investment, who some of you know, they weighted him really heavy the first time he ran over there. They weighted him with 132. He spotted all the horses in the race 7 to 15 pounds, which I was real disappointed in the handicapping system over there. You know, this horse has never carried more than 126, and that was in the Preakness 3-year-old. And for them to weight him so heavily really is it disincentivizes even going if they're going to do that. So he ran equal weights the other night in the Mock Tomb Challenge and ran fourth. And he may or may not have another start, or he may come back right away. And then the other two are Honorable Treasure, who was second first time out in a handicap. Once again, I thought they weighted him too heavy. And then he's got one more run coming up on the 21st. And then Harlan Strong, he's been second in the Louisville handicap here. But once again, they weighted him with 129 over there, and he should get a weight break in his next start, too. So we're learning. I kind of knew that would be the case. I think I said all along, I mean, I'd be thrilled if I won a race or two, but I wouldn't be surprised if I came home with my tail between my legs and it being a learning experience. So we still got a few more runs to figure that out.
Well, that's the problem. American racing is always seems to be overrated when you go out of town, internationally. We do a great job of advertising how good our horse racing is here, and the racing secretaries around the world believe it.
Well, they're holding our speed figures up against time form, and they really, like I said, I think they missed it on the first three runners, handicap runners I ran. I'm looking forward to being, handicapped in a whole lot better in the next start or two. But it's supposed to equalize. And then, of course, if you get weighed too much, then they bring you down and then they bring somebody else up. And they're supposed to be pretty good about that. But even speaking to other trainers that are over there, that are based over there, they're pretty frustrated sometimes with the weights that they put out. But it's different than American racing, and it's certainly there's got to be some positives to it, and we'll come a little more educated, maybe with some better horses next time.
Well, Kenny, here's a positive thought to end this interview on: 84 days, 7 hours, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds until that first Saturday in May and the Run for the Roses.
Well, what about the Kentucky Oaks? We got Russell Schroeder, too. You know?
83 days, 7 hours, 59 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, I'm going to Kentucky Oaks with her boys. I mean, they actually left her and Sigelman off the Eclipse Award nominations, which is, they probably would have been fourth. I mean, Russell Schroeder whipped Bellafina in their last race, and they put her above her in the Eclipse Awards, whatever. Go figure.
You heard it here first. Kenny McPeak, yeah. Oaks Derby double.
When is she coming back?
Yeah. She's in full routine right now. I've got her scheduled. I'm going to have 5 or 6 works bringing her into the Ashland. I'm going to wait for the Ashland. I don't like the Devona Dale here in Florida because it's a one-turn mile, and I just don't think switching these young horses from 2 turns to 1 turns and back to 2 turns is productive. I think it confuses them a little bit, and maybe the wrong horse it confuses, and I'd rather not dance than just wait. Okay. And I do think the 3-year-old filly program is a little awkward the way that they've lined out the races. I mean, you got Oakland Fairgrounds. Tampa doesn't even have a 3-year-old filly dirt race. Gulfstream doesn't even have a 2-turn filly dirt race until March 30th. And so the options are kind of awkward and kind of limited. And we've got a Grade 1 win under her belt, and she's always run well. So we're going to use the Ashland as a prep for the Oaks.
All right, well, there you have it. He's trainer Ken McPeak right here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Kenny, good luck with those 3-year-olds, the fillies and the colts. And we'll look forward to talking to you again up the road, my friend.
All right. Thanks, guys.